This is Onofrio Castilla, senior reporter with InfraLogic. I'm here today with Raj Lal, director of private equity and venture lead for Deal Rocket, an energy project accelerator and Siemens Energy Venture. Raj, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Onofrio. Appreciate the invite to the InfraLogic podcast and look forward to this conversation.
Always wonderful to speak to you. So first, let's dive right in. Trying to minimize jargon, can you explain to our listeners what Deal Rocket is, what it does, and what Siemens hopes to accomplish through it?
Before I basically get into the Deal Rocket, I think it'd be interesting for and relevant for the listeners to, get a bit of a context to this platform. A bit of a personal story is I started as an oil and gas trader with BP and basically developed about 30,000 megawatts of generation with a large IPP. And I worked with the private equity fund and then started my own independent shop. So one thing you realize, and sold the company about 6 years ago and then to join Siemens to develop this platform. So one of the things you realize very quickly is that issues that you have as an independent developer are very different than what we have as when you're working for the large IPP. Like, for example, when I used to work for an IPP, you just pick up a phone and you need a $2 million line. It happened. Now, with an independent developer, you basically, that's 1 year of your life. So what we decided when we joined with Siemens Energy to build a platform that is built specifically for the independent developers. To answer your question specifically, Deal Rocket is an energy transition project accelerator that works with independent developers from the very early stages of the project to all the way to commercial operations. This is a platform built by independent developers for independent developers, and that brings the resources of project development ecosystem, knowledge, which is congestion, risk, siting, equipment and capital to the independent development partner. So Deal Rocket has basically three platforms. One is what we call optimal siting. So what we do there, we are mapping all the 65,000 nodes in the grid to understand capacity, congestion, risk. So usually the model is developer finds a site, then does the studies to find the issues with the site, and that may take 2 years. And then you may realize that the project is not working for some reason. So we flip the script in the sense of saying, okay, what's the best location for a particular investment thesis? So what that, that saves times, decreases risk. And also if the site is there, we're tracking the risk and, help the developer fail early, which is, I think a key criteria in project development. The second part is what we call the optimal development, which is basically access to the ecosystem, especially in the current environment of long lead supply chains and inflation. We basically work with our partners to inside and outside Siemens Energy to optimize supply chains, pooling, standardization, temporary transformers to bring the solution side to the table. And lastly, and I think the most important part is we have integrated platform for capital, where we work, with external capital partners to finance projects across the development lifecycle, from pre-development, development to project finance. So this is an integrated approach to development for independent development partners, which decreases the risk, increases efficiency, and creates a channel for institutional capital to invest in de-risked and vetted projects across development lifecycle. If that, so it's a bit long, but, that's what we do.
Fascinating. Thank you for that explanation. What sectors are you seeing the most near-term opportunities? I wonder, is this going to be a predominantly renewables development play, or is there room for investments in perhaps more nascent sectors like clean fuels? I'm also thinking about, some of the other big things we're reading about in the news, whether it be nuclear or natural gas. Where are you going to be doing these developments and directing this capital?
If you had asked me this question, 2 years ago, then that's exactly what would have been my answer, that it's all renewables, solar and wind. But what we feel and what we are seeing around ourselves is the world is changing very, very substantially post-COVID. What we are seeing, for the last 40 years, the growth, load growth in the U.S. has been pretty much flat to negative. And now what we are seeing nationally, a 4-5% growth. And what's very interesting from our perspective is that we are seeing pockets within the U.S. where the load growth is 8-10% per annum. So we are getting situations where by 2030, expected load for the in certain pockets is going to be exceeding their projected integrated resource plan by 20% and 30%. And of course, everybody knows about the macro factors like EV data and reshoring, which is causing this supply side issue. I think what's changed right now is everybody, because of this excess demand coming in, the balance is shifting towards the supply side. for a while, and it's become very, very significant right now. So timing and commercialization date is basically what's bringing a huge premium. And we saw that in the recent Amazon deal and Talon data center deal that everybody's been talking about. In our opinion, it's no longer about a sector, but what can get to the operations the quickest. And that's where DealRocket becomes very relevant, right? Because we are looking at the grid. We are looking at all the nodes, where we can get the power in quickly. From a Siemens Energy perspective, we are seeing a tremendous turnaround, and not just in renewables, but gas peakers. Siemens Energy book of business for turbines is an all-time high with lead time increasing, right? And we have seen a revival of interest in behind the meter, microgrids for data. But it's not just that the demand is increasing across the demand is increased across the board while the grid is trying to catch up. Market is paying very significant premium for niche strategies and innovation that gets power to market quickly. So we are working with developers for things like green ammonia, hydrogen, trying to co-develop viable business models in partnerships with stakeholders. So we are working on a lot of things, but the whole idea is the value proposition, which drives our investments and capital, this thing. And very often, that's the focus from that perspective.
Does that hold true for core infrastructure like transmission or data centers? You know, talking about load growth, we're clearly talking about data centers. Or is this meant to strictly accelerate development of power generation?
So transmission is usually a very long lead project. So we don't get into transmission projects per se. But for data centers, yes, we are basically, because we are mapping the grid, we are looking at that. You know, data centers have a double level of complexity. You're not just trying to optimize the grid, you optimize the data grid on top of that. So we are working on that. And that's something we are very closely looking at, but not as yet, but very soon we'll be looking at the data centers also. There are other parts of Siemens Energy which is looking at that more closely, not DealRocket. So.
I'd like to ask you about co-development partnerships. In some of the public materials that was put out on DealRocket, it mentioned that DealRocket and Siemens would be interested in co-development opportunities. I'm wondering about what size or scale DealRocket would take on. Would you deploy your own capital into these projects? If so, like at what size or scale? What equity stake would you be comfortable taking? Can you just explain more about how that looks and whether or not those deals are forming now?
Usually our co-development partnership are with independent developers seeking to accelerate their project development. So through our integrated approach of knowledge, equipment, capital, right? So we are usually focused on utility scale projects, but have worked with developers that have unique approaches to specific industries or niches and markets that can scale. So most of our developers start at 50 to 100 megawatt project, but accelerate to 1,000 megawatt portfolios across different stages. Those are the kind of deals that we are looking at. We look at traditional PV, BESS, wind, hybrid projects. We are, as I mentioned, we're more focused on the value side of it. Scale side is pretty this thing. On the question of basically the capital side of it, what we do is work with developers from the very initial stages. So pre-development capital is needed. And basically put in, but we break depending on the project, we bring the capital in. So that's size is not the criteria. So,
if you work with developers, at every level of the capital stack, debt and equity, do you have need for capital partners? Are you looking for investors on your side, or is everything funded from Siemens?
Right. So actually, currently we work with the investment partners on a deal by deal basis. And that basically, we have investment partners across the capital stack that we work with, from tax equity to, equity and debt and so on and so forth. But what we are doing absolutely is, exploring the options of getting permanent capital, committed capital to DealRocket. That's the conversation we can talk about in a minute. But you can think of DealRocket as a knowledge platform at core to basically map the grid and understand the value proposition that exists in the grid, overlaid with the development platform with our development partners, and overlaid with, and what we are doing now is overlaying that with a capital financing platform to basically finance the grid, finance the deals that come through this pipeline that we are developing with our partners. So,
my understanding is that DealRocket could stand alone with Siemens Energy owning a minority stake. Can you elaborate on how that might play out? And could you also explain how ownership is structured now?
Absolutely. So what we are doing is exploring basically is a spin-out for DealRocket platform, where Siemens Energy owns a minority stake in it and basically working with investment partners for this. And the idea there is basically, the amount of capital that we need for a project deal pipeline is getting to a stage where we need external committed capital to the deals. The idea is right now it's under the Siemens Energy umbrella, so it's owned 100% by Siemens Energy Ventures. But as it gets spun out, basically Siemens Energy owns the minority stake, the team gets spun out, and then basically the right investor, investment partner can come in. So to make this whole thing work. So,
can you elaborate a bit more on the timeline of that transaction? On what timeline? Is there, you know, a set of milestones that you plan to reach, or when could we expect that to take place?
Yeah, so we are looking at that within the next 12 months. From an investor perspective, the way we are looking at it, basically, we have two strategies. One is what we call the equity strategy, which is for development capital, which has PE-like returns. And the second is, of course, the infrastructure strategies as those deals move through the development phase and get to financial close, where larger capital is needed for, you know, for build the projects out after post, you know, project capital, and then get to COD. So those are the two strategies which we are having conversations with the GPLPs to explore a platform approach to integrated project investing. Does that answer the question?
It does. Thank you. As far as your deal pipeline, can you give us an overview of what we might see in the near term, like the next, you know, before that happens, 6 to 12 months, where could we see announcements of co-developments with IPPs, independent developers, and in what sector could we most expect those to be in? I mean, some of the larger projects in data centers, you know, I would think would take longer, and we would expect those announcements later. Is there anything that we can expect to hear in the next, you know, through the end of the year, let's say?
Sure, absolutely. In fact, we have a deal pipeline of about $3.5 billion right now. So we are working with, we have 120 megawatt PV, 40 megawatt BESS project, which is basically going to NTP next quarter. So you'll be hearing something about that. Then we have about 500 megawatts of PV, about 200 megawatts of, 250 megawatts of BESS, 120 megawatt wind going in next year. That's NTP's 2025, that's coming up. And then we have a couple of microgrid projects which are coming in. So yes, absolutely. So there's a pump hydro project, which is like 27, 28 pipeline. And that is coming into thing. And I think one thing that'll be very interesting for your listeners also is we are doing this institutional approach to decarbonization. So I think what we do there is, like, for example, we approach, we are having this conversation with the state agency. And everybody has a net zero goal right now, and, you know, 30% off by 2030. And based on that, basically, the state has, 30% requires 5,000 megawatts of batteries onto the grid. They have about 300 megawatts right now. So what we are doing is basically, and these agencies have $5 billion given to them by the state to basically accelerate decarbonization. So our approach is basically we scan the state, look at grid, look at every node in there and how was the injection capability at each location, and come up with a plan where we bring, look at every node with what power can go in, what congestion is, and then bring the developers, capital, as well as the equipment side of it to create an integrated approach towards decarbonization to accelerate this thing. We did a very similar thing with a large manufacturing global company, which has 32 facilities in here, where we worked with the developer to basically help them reach their net zero goals much faster with the projects by co-developing the projects with the developers. So those are the kind of things that we are basically working on, and hopefully, look forward to continue working on that. So.
We've touched on this a bit, and there's been plenty of interesting sort of teasers throughout this conversation. But given the InfraLogic audience, which you know this is, primarily serves the investment community and the advisors, where should they look for opportunities for Deal Rocket? Everything that we've talked about now, where should the investment bankers, maybe legal advisors, anyone in corporate M&A, where should they be looking for opportunities with this project?
If you're an investor across the capital stack looking to get exposure to any part of development lifecycle of the project, we can customize the exposure to the Deal Rocket pipeline to that meets your investment thesis. So, for example, we are working with an entity which is looking pre-development with a certain portion of the development capital. And we have customized their exposure to basically just like those activities that they're comfortable with, and they get their exits post their activities over. That's the whole idea. We are basically working with tax equity advisors. We're looking for M&A people. We are, you know, so debt, construction debt, post-construction, permanent debt. So absolutely, please do get in touch, and we'll be very interested in talking to you. We're also talking to GPs and LPs to explore the platform approach, as I mentioned, to the integrated project investing. So if there's interest in that side, we'll be very interested in talking to you. So please reach out. So.
Excellent. That concludes my questions for today. I would open the floor to talk about anything else that you would like to mention, Raj. Any point you feel I'm missing? Anything that's important for listeners to know about Deal Rocket? Maybe a little bit more on your outlook for the M&A market in the coming year?
Sure. So I'll also give a shout out to our primary target market is independent developers. We are looking to de-risk and accelerate your development pipeline. So if you're a developer, basically, looking to, expand your reach or basically looking to optimize your process and accelerate your development, please talk to us. This is a platform developed by independent developers like yourself for developers, right? And we bring all these resources in. That's my shout out to them. And of course, from our perspective, if you're looking at this, independent sectors, as I mentioned earlier, I think the key criteria right now is get speed to market and speed to commercialization. So we are seeing a lot of innovation in the independent developer market where, people are coming up with innovative approaches. And that's where we excel at the Deal Rocket, is take your innovative edge and basically scaling, helping you scale this to this thing, attracting capital, right, which basically aligns incentives and make things faster.
Excellent. This is the Crossroads Podcast. I'm Onofrio Castilla, Senior Reporter with Infralogic. I've been speaking with Raj Lal, Director of Private Equity and Venture Lead for Deal Rocket, an energy project accelerator and Siemens Energy Venture. Raj, thank you so much for joining us today. I think this is something that's ripe with opportunities for the development as well as the investment community. And I've personally enjoyed speaking with you, as I always do. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.